This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, TMB is here to save the day because, of course, the truth about pet cancer is coming, and we got to save the pets day.
RC, what's up, buddy? I love the way that you brought us in on this show. That's true. We do have to save the pets.
Yes.
So they're important as well, aren't they?
Very, very. I mean, the love that they bring, unconditional love, much like your daughter, Charity, who is 8 today. Hopefully we hear from her. Happy birthday, Charity.
Happy birthday.
The love that she brings, the love that pets bring to our lives, healing can come through our pets. And, you know, I've often talked about animals being like angels from heaven in many ways. They can save your life.
They can. And, you know, we're really excited about the pet series. And I do want to say happy birthday to Charity Hope. Happy birthday. We love you, sweetie. And so thankful for you. She turns 8 today. So it's, you know, and one of the similarities, we're talking about children and pets. You know, they have a lot of similarities, don't they? I mean, the kids, they eat what we give them. Pets eat what we give them. Kids live where we let them live. Mm-hmm. Pets live where we let them live. I mean, pets are kind of like another set of children for us. And so that's why it's so important with children and with pets to make really cognizant choices and positive health choices for them, because they're really at our whim as far as what goes in their mouth, what they're exposed to, the water they drink. You know, their health is really in our hands, and that's why it's so important to have a clean living space and to make good food choices for both our children and our pets.
Well, and another thing, kids and pets are evidence that the effect of homeopathic medicine is truly just a placebo, because they obviously know what they're getting when we're giving it to them, and they get well.
That's true. They both pretty much are good test subjects for the double blind placebo controlled trial, right? Because
exactly.
they don't know what they're getting, and if they get better from something like homeopathy, by George, it works.
I remember years ago when I was traveling, you know, just I always had my remedy kit with me, and there was a young family, had a little infant. And that infant was suffering with an earache. And you could see the redness, the pulling on the ear of this little baby and the screaming, all of that. It was obvious. So I pulled out my trusty remedy kit. I pulled out capsicum, which is cayenne pepper, but in a homeopathic form. And I gave like one or two pills, little thing. We dissolved in some water, put the water in the mouth. And within minutes, you watched the redness diminish in this little baby. And the pain went away. Like, oh, yeah, total placebo.
Oh, yeah, that was just a placebo effect. Baby knew that you were doing something, and so it just got better because of that. It really worked, didn't it? It really worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, of course, we're going to learn a lot about the things that work for pets when the truth about pet cancer is revealed. I believe April 4th is still the date where it's going to be released, so we're getting close.
We are getting close, and we're just finishing up the final touches on the series, on the books, the landing pages. We have a lot of affiliates promoting Robert. I think we have over 250 affiliate groups that are going to be promoting. So we're just going to, it's just going to get the word out there. You know, you do the math. If I don't know what the average size of the list of people that are promoting is, but if it's just 10,000 people on the list, you multiply that times 250 of them.
Wow.
And the number is rather large, rather quickly.
Well, and as we've recognized, there are limitations in our outreach on the truth about cancer, because there are many people still shut down for, just traditional, as it's become to be known, allopathic oncology, and they won't move beyond it. But when it comes to their pets, they'll say, well, you know, maybe in that case, we're going to be a little more flexible. We'll do anything for them, right? So mm-hmm. I think that the potential to reach out, and what's beautiful about this, Ty, is that once you show them, and this is what I've found over the years, once you show them that something actually works, they become a little bit more open. Maybe not all the way, because sometimes it takes a little bit of time for folks, but a little bit more open to everything else that's preceded it.
Yeah, they are. And you know, what we're hoping is not only does this help save millions of pets worldwide, but also it's kind of a backdoor to people that might not watch something on people cancer. They'll watch something on their pet cancer, and then they might actually implement some of these strategies themselves, because a lot of the strategies are very similar and a lot of the causes of cancer are very similar. So I think we're going to enlighten people that didn't even know they were going to be enlightened on people cancer because they were just doing it for their pet. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's going to be kind of a backdoor for us.
Right. Now, you know, we're opening this hour with, you know, talking about the love and happy birthday charity and pets and all of that. You know, there's an interesting article here about the typical American family. And it said that they spend on average 37 minutes of quality time together. And I think that might be exaggerated in some cases. You know, some of it's due to the crazy busyness of it. We've talked about the role of government in our lives. You know, people have to work so hard just to pay the cost of government. Just by the time, then maybe they could have a little bit left over to buy food. You know, it's kind of crazy, but perspective is in order. You know, I love you guys as an example because I witness you, your wife homeschools, and it's a kind of a throwback, as they say. But why has it become so difficult for families to spend that time together? Is it, you know, as I mentioned, one of the aspects is government intervention in our lives. Maybe some other thoughts you have.
Yeah, it's definitely government intervention. You know, I think one of the reasons now is when we were in school, Robert, you know, 35, 40, 45 years ago, I mean, it wasn't all encompassing. But now, you know, from what I understand from kids that are in public school, it's like they get sent home with all kinds of just like busy work I don't have any idea what the purpose of it is, but I think kids are overburdened with busy work from school. Everybody in the family is just completely addicted to their handheld devices. So you may be home and you might have what, you know, 30 years ago would have been a good couple of hours to hang out, play some basketball, just talk, play a board game, and everybody's on their own devices in their own room and nobody spends time together. And so I think it's probably a combination of a lot of things with the way that technology's advanced, the way that schools have become just overburdening when it comes to sending homework home. Mm-hmm. Parents are working more. They're working longer hours. They're giving their kids to a nanny. I think that you put all those together and you get to the 37 minutes a day.
Yeah, I think that the busy work, though, coming from either public and or sometimes private schools, it isn't functional learning. And what I call functional learning would be, how do we teach people to think critically? You and I, we've talked about this over the years because, you know, you can learn math skills. You can learn how to read. Again, I'm not diminishing out their importance, but my gosh, if you can't learn how to, let's say, think critically, then how are you going to get through life even with the math skills that you have? Because you're going to be duped by anybody and everybody that has a great idea and can sell it to you emotionally.
True. True. I mean, you're right. I think that a lot of the work is not functional learning. It's and wow, talk about math, Robert. I was in a CVS or one of the pharmacies just within the last few days. No, I wasn't buying drugs, prescription drugs.
Yeah.
But I was in one of the pharmacies. I was actually buying a bottle of water, and the girl behind the counter literally couldn't do any just basic math. I think that the total was like $2.22 or something. And I gave her a five, and then after I gave her the five and she rang it in, I gave her the additional 22 cents because I realized I had it in my pocket. So in other words, you can just give me back $3 even. Mm-hmm. She couldn't do the math. She was like, well, I've already punched it in. I said, I know, honey, but I just gave you 22 cents. So what you need to do is just, you know, you add that to the 522 minus the 222. That's the difference. That's $3 that you owe me. And she was literally really confused. She had to call her manager to make sure she gave me back the right change.
Wow.
It's sad that we've become that functionally illiterate when it comes to basic math. Because I think most kids today are just used to, they've got their phone. And they just punch it in. They don't think anymore.
Sure. And when they do learn math, it's called new math, whatever the hell that is, honestly. I mean, it's just crazy the way they try to, you know, awkwardly bring it about in a way that it basically sows the seeds of confusion more than, oh, an aha moment. The light goes on. You go, oh, yeah, I get it. And now you typically have gotten it for life at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of the way that we learned math was I used to love word problems because you're thinking through a real life example. Mm. They word problems don't exist to the extent they did before. I mean, kids don't do word problems, and the math that they do is stuff that they just punch into their computer, their calculator, their iPhone, whatever, mm-hmm. and then it just spits out an answer. And they're not actually having to work through real life stuff. You know, case in point, this is not totally unrelated to math, but I was talking to one of the fathers on Bryce's baseball team recently about the way that we hate the way that Little League baseball and high school baseball has become that every pitch is now called, generally every pitch is called by the coach in the dugout, signals the catcher what to call, and the catcher signals the pitcher, and he throws that pitch, whether it's a fastball or curveball or whatever. And so as a result, the catchers that are coming up today are functionally illiterate when it comes to what does it mean to be a catcher. You know, when I was growing up, I caught all the way through high school, catching a ball game. Much of that was involved with calling the right balls and strikes and the right types of pitches to the pitcher, and you work together to think through situations. Well, catchers don't do that anymore because they're being told what to do by the coach. It's just a poor rudimentary example of the fact that
that's a good example. Are you kidding?
If you're not put in that situation and you're not made to think through it, now what we're finding is catchers are getting to college and they don't have a clue how to call a game because they've never been exposed to it going through high school because their coaches called it for them.
Well, this is a perfect analogy for all you parents out there. And you know who you are. You've got to teach critical thinking skills. And part of that is to allow these kids to learn. And, you know, sometimes they screw up. And, of course, I've learned the best things by screwing up in my life. You know, it's that you don't get it right every time. And it makes an impact on you. And in this way, by the time they get, if they go to college or they go out into the workaday world, they have an ability to function without you being there to hold their hand or call their game for them.
Exactly. You know, we are in such a period of time today where there's, you know, don't hurt the kid's feelings, you know, don't hurt his self-esteem, be sure that they have a safe space, you know, stuff that was never in existence when we were growing up. We grew up with the life of hard knocks, mm-hmm. you know, you learn by making mistakes and you get up, you dust yourself off and you try it again. Mm-hmm. And today I think people are so afraid of failure that a lot of kids are just not learning practical skills that they're going to need in life. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. rather than learning them when they're under the umbrella of their parents at home, they're going to learn them later when they're on their own. And the consequences could be a lot worse.
Sure. And if you're unable to teach them at home via homeschool, which I believe is optimal in most cases, you've got to do your level best to help them unlearn the mistaken indoctrination or purposeful mistaken indoctrination coming from these government indoctrination centers, otherwise known as public schools. Listen, we're going to take a break. It's TMB, RSB, Together Again, going OTV. That's Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to our friends at organics.com. Check it out. We'll be talking about, opioids. Ouch. Next.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, TMB, when we talk about raising kids and we got the school of hard knocks, bumps and bruises, it's part of how we learn to ride a bike or anything like that. My gosh, if we got an oopsie and we get a little pain, do we run to the doctor to get an opioid, right? I don't even want to run to the doctor to get told to take ibuprofen and aspirin anymore because we have so many other options. But, you know, the argument against opioids, and there are many, probably is not going to supersede the argument for them by Big Pharma and the government people that they bought, and that is the profit motive, the profit that they're making off of these opioids.
Well, yeah, opioids are, from what I understand, the most abused drug in the country. I've seen it. I've seen it with physicians. I know through different physician contacts of mine about other physicians that are literally hooked to opioids themselves. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're reading this article, the CNN article, that talks about how doctors are making money, you know, speaking and consulting and doing things wrapped around opioids and the opioid conferences. So, you know, doctors are learning what to prescribe from drug reps. And that, well, it's not, this is nothing new, Robert. We know that that's kind of the way that they are indoctrinated is through the drug reps. But it's a big push right now to try to limit opioids, at least from one branch of the government. You know, it's harder to prescribe now. There's a lot of paperwork that goes into prescribing opioids. Dr. Sawney told me that one of the things that was odd that started a couple years ago because of this opioid epidemic was the fact that he now, when he prescribes somebody on opioids for pain, he has to test them for drugs before they get a prescription, a refill, to make sure they're actually taking them because it's a big black market item now is to not take them and sell them on the black market.
Right.
So you know, it's a big mess. And the reason it's a big mess is because we've gone down this, you know, pharmaceutical petroleum-based drugs as opposed to using a natural painkiller like cannabis,
right,
which works a lot more effective. It's not addictive.
Yes.
Doesn't have the side effects of the opioids. Doesn't paralyze your bowels. Doesn't cause, you know, constipation and other kinds of digestive issues. But no, we can't do that because that's an evil weed. Let's just keep on the opioid train because there's a lot of money being made by it still, and the drug companies love opioids and the doctors love them as well, from prescription kickbacks to getting paid to speak at the conferences.
Yeah, that's why the solutions being proffered by government thus far has been to attack cannabis and attack kratom and things like that. And I want to clarify something I said on yesterday's show, TMB. I know you weren't here for it, but, you know, talking about my wife, Nancy, who you know very well, and the suffering she went through 6 years after a dental extraction created a cavitation and nerve pain. And, you know, people were asking me about the cannabis, the CBD in particular, did it take away her pain? And I said, you know, it didn't totally take away her pain, but it took away the anxiety that added to it, exacerbated. But I was not accurate, and my wife talked to me afterwards. She said, you need to explain that it took away all of these various aches and pains, but she had this extreme nerve pain that it didn't touch, right? And yet she's alive today. We were able to correct it, and she's, you know, on the mend stronger all of the time. So, yeah, she said, indeed, it did take away all kinds of pains, but for her, the specific nerve pain, and that's where you get into the question of CBD versus THC or combinations thereof. You've got to find out. Nobody knows definitively what is the ideal for you, but while you can get the CBD, by all means do. It's not going to harm you. It would only help, and if you need to go further, then you can find out then.
Yeah, I have to say that Nancy would receive my vote for one of the toughest people on the planet with the pain that she's been in, and she's still a positive, happy little camper. I tell you, it's amazing because we, you know, Charlene and I are very familiar with what she's gone through. And so, she's definitely one of the toughest ones out there for sure. And, we're glad that she's been improving and feeling better.
Yes. And of course the idea here is, as you mentioned, to get people off of opioids, it's not going to be as profitable for Big Pharma because we're talking about a plant that God created. We don't want it synthesized and made a monopoly, of course, and then, going after all of the accessibility that we've gained so far would be a disaster for the people who are indeed recovering from opioid addiction, whether it be that or Kratom. And by the way, I'm going to be broadcasting live from a Kratom bar in Mount Dora, Florida, of all places.
Sweet.
On the 27th. The Healthy Buddha is going to host me for a live broadcast, so we'll learn more about Kratom for that because a lot of people are really claiming amazing things getting off of opioid addiction with that as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, one of the things here at the bottom of this article that I just read that caught my attention, 54% of physicians that had prescribed the opioids during this 2014-2015 time period, they looked at over 800,000 doctors, 54% of them had received a payment from pharmaceutical companies that make opioids. So
wow.
It's not an independent prescription there. These guys and gals that are doctors, they have a lot of incentive to prescribe opioids.
All right, number one, where do we go next? Well, Captain Picard has something to say about cannabis for kids. We're going to do that next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Seems like family and kids big on our mind today. Happy birthday, sweet charity. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you have
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
To boldly know where, what did I say? To boldly go.
Boldly know.
Well, you know, the power of no is something we do like here. Nullification is good. So maybe that was like one of those Freudian slips for a good cause. Say no to what? GMOs. Say no to drug dealers, particularly those approved of by government. We're going to get to that in a moment. But to boldly say yes to what? Well, Captain Picard in this case. You know, listen, we know that a lot of these Hollywood or even British Hollywood leftists, we might disagree with politically, but when it comes to the cannabis issue, we probably have a lot of agreement. And according to this latest article from about Patrick Stewart, who played Captain Picard in the Star Trek series, he says he's calling for a 6-year-old epileptic boy to receive medical cannabis. I believe this is in the UK where, you know, just like in the United States, they say, well, cannabis is okay, but not for kids. Never for kids. And like I talked yesterday about autism and cannabis, how for kids, yes, it's desperately needed.
It is. And Robert, and by the way, the biggest question on the board today is, who do you like best, Kirk or Picard? So once we get that question answered, we can go on to this. But you know, that's something that I speak about quite often, is the effect that cannabis can have on epilepsy, and not just cancer. It's very effective with cancer as well. But you know, there's several instances that I'm familiar with, and I know you are too, of children that were in constant epileptic seizure, literally hundreds of seizures a day, and all it took was just a couple of days on cannabis oil and the seizures almost went away completely. So why is it that we don't have access, or that, I guess this is over in UK, he doesn't have access to cannabis oil, which can literally stop his epileptic seizures? I don't understand it. It's political. It has to do with the pharmaceutical lobby.
Yes.
It has to do with politics. It does not have to do with what's the best medicine, because cannabis is clearly the best medicine out there by heads and shoulders above everything else when it comes to epileptic seizures, but it's not available.
Yeah, and Patrick Stewart, give him credit. He's appearing with that family, with the little boy that's benefiting by this, at 10 Downing Street, a great picture right at the head of where, I guess, the Prime Minister lives in England. So those of you listening to UK Health Radio, again, we've got the same problem here with our government in America, particularly with kids. And, you know, yesterday I had on Talia Michelle from the Thinking Moms Revolution and Moms for, what is it? It's basically for medical marijuana for children, particularly for autism. But, you know, the whole idea is, we'll accept the CBD thing, but boy, not that THC, because we don't want to get these kids high. But it neglects to, you know, really embrace the science, as it's been revealed, that THC does not make you high if you're utilizing it medicinally for pain or other disorders. It has a different impact on the body versus the so-called recreational uses.
You know what? And here's the thing that just blows me away, Robert. It, in the UK and in the United States, it's considered a Schedule I controlled substance with no medicinal value. But here in this article, it says that this little boy, Alfie, was taken to the Netherlands. He's got a rare form of epilepsy that he's been hospitalized 48 times in the last year. They took him to Netherlands. They used cannabis oil on him, and it helped tremendously. But he doesn't have access to it in the UK because it's a Schedule I controlled substance with no medicinal value. But how can we say there's no medicinal value when people take it medicinally all the time and it heals them? And it, going further, in the United States, no medicinal value. The Department of Health and Human Services has a patent on the medicinal value of cannabis. So it's like the government is speaking out of both sides of its mouth.
Yeah, and we talk about international treaties here that I keep bringing up because it's not being discussed in the mainstream media, and often it's not discussed in the alternative or new media, that at least in the United States, and I think UK is a signatory to the narcotics trafficking UN treaty, and that includes cannabis, which is wrong. I mean, again, we could stand and say, you know what, heroin, not a good idea, right? Cocaine, not a good idea.
Right.
But, you know, to throw cannabis under the so-called narcotics bus when we know all of the value, but again, the pharmaceutical industry, their willingness to block access to the natural form of every and any substance that would compete with their synthetic forms has a lot of power. And unless we alter the treaty or withdraw from the treaty on the federal level, at least in the United States, they're not going to change it. Probably the similar circumstances happening in the United Kingdom and other Western countries that are still, you know, putting on this prohibition show against cannabis.
Well, it's all about money. It's not about healing. And so when people falsely equate the pharmaceutical industry with an industry that's concerned about keeping people healthy, that's a false equivalency, because that's not their focus. The pharmaceutical industry is focused on producing patentable petrochemical-based drugs that can be resold over and over and over, mm-hmm. and potentially create even more symptoms that they can sell other patented drugs for.
Yeah.
It's not about keeping people healthy. It's about keeping people perpetually sick, in my opinion, or perpetually between sick and healthy, whatever you want to call that state. to where they can continue to buy the drugs.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
And perpetually in a state of dependence and perception that the government is their nanny, their mommy, their daddy, or even their God. You know, those that worship government as if it created them. And they subjugate themselves to these dunderheaded politicians that know nothing about health and healing in reality. Or if they pretend to, they go to the people who have learned via Flexner Report-inspired schooling that everything is a deficiency of a synthetic petrochemical-based pharmaceutical drug. So, you know, it's a mess either way, and I'm asking, as we always do, for critical thinking, adults and children. Yeah, I know critical thinking children can be annoying. I have two of them myself, but it is worth it, folks, to not raise robots. And they'll be well-adjusted and freedom-loving adults when they get to that age of majority.
It is. It's well worth it. And, you know, just the cost alone, I'm reading at the bottom of this article, Robert, that his condition costs National Health Service over £100,000 and 150 pediatric bed days per year.
Wow.
That's an insane amount of money that could be completely turned around or almost completely turned around for probably between £5,000 and £10,000 a year in the UK of cannabis oil.
Yep. And by the way, folks, other ways to address inflammation and pain and inflammation within the gastrointestinal tract. Ty and I have written about these things in Unlock the Power to Heal together, the book, and as well, our friends at Organics, ORGANIXX.com. I've interviewed Doc Newsom many times over the past few months, almost on a weekly basis, to go into the depths of, you know, how these supplements, how these natural and really food-based supplements, fermented and otherwise, can facilitate normal or optimal cellular function, reducing inflammation, reducing pain, without having to be a drug claiming to do something like that, but to modulate the immune system more efficiently. So check it out, all the wonderful products we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Many of them, in fact, do come from Organics, Organics.com. So thank you for that, TMB.
You bet, RSB. Mm-hmm. Our pleasure, because you've got to supplement as well as eat clean. You know, I think the combination of the two is what we need in today's world.
Yeah, speaking of what we use, too, I have a question of the day coming in here, and I'm just going to dive right into it without the theme song. It says, hi, Robert. I'm curious if you and Ty would share what natural personal health care product brands that you both currently recommend and use, as in toothpaste, deodorants, and shampoos. This is from Roy. All right, Roy, I don't know. I mean, do you use Secret Strong Enough for a Man but Made for a Woman, TMB? Is that you? Or is that me?
How did you guess? How did you guess? Yeah.
I always feel a little uncomfortable talking about our personal health care problem. I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of like I feel like I'm in a commercial for, you know, deodorant or something.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you if I can remember correctly. So the deodorant that I use, I think it's called Honey Bee Gardens. Mm-hmm. It's just like a sprinkle. It's kind of like baby powder, but it's not toxic like baby powder.
Yeah.
So it's just a natural, clean deodorant. For toothpaste, I don't have a particular brand. I just make sure that it's got good essential oils, fluoride free.
I want to make sure mine has dirt in it because I'm a man.
There you go. So let's see. I'm trying
fluoride
to what else
is true as well. Sometimes I'll use Ayurvedic formulas, toothpaste and things, or, you know, otherwise essential oils are available to you. And of course, Organics has some amazing blends that you can use. You can absolutely, with a toothbrush, use an essential oil or a group of essential oils and brush your teeth.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I will use hydrogen peroxide and baking soda and a few drops of essential oil and just kind of make my own mixture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really have a particular brand that I use. We just make sure that it's clean.
Yeah.
I do like to make sure that there's essential oils in the toothpaste. So, and a lot of times I'll just mix my own. I'll mix a couple of drops. I've always got our Organics essential oils with me. So even when I'm on the road, I'll mix a drop or two. Yeah, use them all the time.
And I use the Organic Natural Sage from Weleda as a deodorant, although rarely am I a stinky sweater. I'll just say it, because unless I'm under stress, and I know if I'm under a stress, I'm like, oh, okay, my body doesn't lie. And then I'll actually spray some silver hydrosol there because it neutralizes the bacteria that do that. So there you go. We're not really good people to ask about natural product hygiene stuff because we're guys and we just like whatever our wives put in front of us and say, hey, this is natural, use this.
Yeah, pretty much. We're not the most hygienic. I mean, sometimes it'll be like the end of the day before I even look in the mirror. I'm like, wow, I haven't even combed my hair all day.
Man, who put that zit there? What is that? What's going on? All right, folks. Anyway, thanks, Roy, for that question. That's very cute. Now, real quick, we had a couple of minutes before our break, but, you know, the question about Trump, again, we are intellectually honest about Trump. When when he does something we like, we say it. If he doesn't, we're going to say it too. He came out with his death penalty plan for drug dealers, and there's a lot of controversy about it. My concern, of course, is that the government is the arbitrator of who lives and who dies. I don't trust the government with that, life and death. But the idea behind it's not bad, although I think the direction of street corner drug dealers, they're not as dangerous as the drug dealers that with prescription pads.
Oh, boy, we could talk about this all hour, Robert. So, number one, I agree completely with you. I used to be a huge death penalty supporter. Mm-hmm. I'm not anymore because I don't trust any of our governments, whether it's state, local, federal. I don't trust them to make decisions when it comes to who dies and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
They've been shown to be corrupt over and over, and right. I'm not comfortable with that. Now, if we did have governments that were completely fair and honest and never made mistakes, what I would suggest is he goes after the CIA first, because they're the biggest drug dealer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's who he's talking about, then, you know, maybe we should go after the black ops within the CIA that are bringing in the cocaine and are creating the crack and the heroin. And, you know, maybe that's not a bad idea, but you're right. The guys on the street corner, even the guys that are in the houses that are dealing to the guys on the street corner, they're not the biggest problem because they're getting it from somewhere else. And from what I've seen and what I've researched in some of the books that I read, oftentimes they're not getting it from drug dealers per se in other countries. They're getting it from the CIA or other factions within our own government,
right,
or governments of other countries. So I think that before we do this, we need to find out exactly who are these drug dealers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who are we targeting for that? And of course, how has the government facilitated their continued existence all of these decades later? And very often you come back to the incompetence or intention of those in government or those in the deep state, as it's come to be known. Listen, we're going to take a break. We got one more segment. We're going to get into, your immune system, but in a different kind of way, how it can protect you out here, even in schools. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's a special day on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we go outside the box and into the birthday. It's Charity! Happy birthday, Charity!
Thank you.
How old are you today, my love?
Eight.
Eight? You know, if you turn eight on its side, what it becomes? It's a magic number. Infinity.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that totally cool? You're infinity years old.
Yeah.
TMB, I haven't confused her. She's right with me.
She is. Yeah, we talk about infinity a lot within this family, so she knows infinity, don't you, sweetie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So you're going to have a very special party today for your eighth birthday, and I wish I could be there, give you a big hug, and enjoy your organic birthday cake and roast with you.
Yeah. I just have to send you pictures.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. Do you have a message for all the people that love your daddy as well and your mommy and everybody here on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
The power to heal is yours.
You know it. You know it, darling. So thank you so much. And again, happy, happy birthday, Charity. How do you keep getting cuter and cuter?
God made me.
You are so smart and you are so correct. There you go. The beauty within, it's just a bubbling on out. Charity, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Well, TMB, you got the most adorable 8-year-old on the planet.
Yes, I do. Bye, sweet girl. Love you, sweetie.
And I may be a little biased, but I'm not. You know, I think it's true, but anyway.
She's pretty adorable.
Really adorable. Amazing. Now, let's talk about protecting these kids. The, obviously, you and I, we really do know the Second Amendment is something that is a right not given to us by government, but comes to us by, you know, Charity mentioned, God. The rights, that's where they come from. There was another shooting this week, I believe in Maryland, and in this case, it turned out a little bit different. Yes, there were two injuries. The shooter was apparently killed by, guess what? A good guy with a gun, a resource officer within the school that was armed and knew how to use it.
Yes, and you know what? No one's covering it.
It's very rare. Very few
places. Nobody's covering it. I mean, a few people are, but it's not national news. However, had that same incident happened without a security guard and if they'd killed a few kids, it would have been all over every news again. So it's selective coverage. They do not want you to know that being heavily armed when you're a security guard or people that work in a school or the police is actually a good thing to protect you from the bad guys.
Well, exactly, exactly. And this is, again, a case in point where the people that think guns are the problem, no, guns are the protection used properly, of course, by people who know what they're doing. And, you know, as I've said, and people are just going bonkers when Trump says we should arm school teachers. He never said mandatorily. He would force a school teacher didn't want to be armed. But if you feel qualified, if you feel like you want to get qualified, by all means, because you have that protection gene in you, so to speak, you want to be able to defend these kids instead of throwing just your body at it like what happened in the Broward County school where one of the coaches threw his body between the kids. And, of course, he perished because he had no defense other than his body.
I know, and it's so sad. And, you know, these people that are working in the schools, I mean, the school system may be infiltrated, and it may be indoctrination centers, but the individuals that are working there, the coaches, the teachers, the administrators, they're good people, man, and they deserve to not have this happen. They deserve to be protected, just like our politicians that walk around with heavily armed bodyguards everywhere they go to make sure that they're protected. Don't the teachers, don't the coaches, don't the administrators, the principals deserve the same protection?
Right. And of course, our Hollywood elitists, they are just loving firearms when they try to disarm you and me. They're like, but look at their bodyguards.
Yep, absolutely. It's such a double standard. Again, Robert, I think that we come back to this one topic more than anything else, other than doing a shot of, you know, sovereign silver. It's the double standard that exists. There's just such a double standard between the elites and then the mere sheeple that are the followers. And that's what's the problem, is that we're not being treated fairly. There is a double standard. And as you mentioned, you know, the Hollywood elitists, they don't go anywhere without their armed bodyguards, but they don't think we should have guns to protect us. Double standard, can't stand it. Makes me angry.
Yeah. What's the remedy for hypocrisy? Maybe don't go to their movies. Right? That'll send them an economic message, right?
Yeah.
Folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Each and every week we go outside the box with our good buddy TMB, Ty Bollinger. Be on the lookout, April 4th coming up very soon. The truth about pet cancer, and however you find it, please go there, watch it, share it with your friends, anybody that loves your pets, your animal friends. You're going to be richly rewarded with the information that's going to be revealed. So TMB, tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.